Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. This half hour just for you that are up as early as we are. It's 5:30. It's Monday, January 13th. Welcome to the new week. It is so good to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, man. A weekend of football for me in my house.
Oh, my gosh. Same. And we both lost.
Heartbroken. I mean, I root for the Chargers. You root for the Broncos. We both lost. We're out of the playoffs. And honestly, going into it on Saturday, because we were going against the Houston Texans, and there was some hope, but I told James, I was like, I have absolutely no hope because I don't like having expectations when it comes to football. And the Chargers, for me, it's so unpredictable.
Yeah, it really is, especially, you know, wild card weekend. You're just happy to be there. Like, there is a glimmer of hope that you could move on and maybe, just maybe, make your way to the Super Bowl. And that's how I felt. I actually felt really good going in. I was like, you know what? We're the underdogs. We're going to be fine. Scored right off the bat.
Right.
I'm like, oh, dang, look at this upset. And then Never mind.
Nothing after
that. I was like, okay, well, I got some laundry I need to get done and start working on the show a little early. So yeah, big weekend of football. And it's just going to get crazier as the playoffs continue and we make our way to the Super Bowl. So yeah, we're both out of it. Do you still watch after that?
I do watch. I love watching football just for like the hype of it, but also just because it's like, who do I predict going into it?
Yeah.
I like that part. It's like, oh, I think they're going to do really well. I also like seeing the underdogs, like, oh my God, who's going to be up to like, I like the championship games, like, especially for the divisions.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. Like, the four teams that are left.
Well, it's going to be really exciting to watch. And yeah, I continue to watch also, just maybe not with as much attention as I normally would for my team, but I'm excited for those other teams that are in there. And I have a lot of friends that are Bills fans and Chiefs fans, and you know, they still have a season ahead of them. So
yeah,
it was a lot of sports for me this weekend. Watched a lot of football. The Vegas Thrill had their season opener. That's our pro women's volleyball team. That was on Friday night. So hosted that. That was a blast. They had a reverse sweep. So you have to, it's best of three games. And so they lost the first two and everyone's like, oh, this is not looking good. So then they come back and win the third and we're like, okay, there's still hope. Then they come back and win the fourth, and we're like, what the heck? And then the fifth game, they ended up winning. So it was so exciting on Friday night.
I love seeing all your Instagram stories about the games, because you guys look like you're having a blast. Like, it's a party.
It's so fun. The games are so much fun. We have a blast. And I just thank you so much to all the people that come out and say hi. And it's just, we have a really good time. And I know later on this season, you're going to be out there broadcasting live, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
There's going to be a Mix 94.1 night. I want to say it's the 31st, right, of this month?
I might be. I'm not sure. But you're going to be out there live broadcast, and we're going to have a lot of fun with that. I'm so excited. And last night, there was another game. Didn't win that one. Got swept by the Atlanta Vibe. So that was kind of a bummer, but still, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, as long as you're having fun, right?
So we are going to have tons of fun this morning on the show. A lot coming up. First of all, 7 o'clock, it's back. Beat Mercedes is back on the show. Your chance to win a $100 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. We start fresh, a brand new year. That and a big announcement about the future of Beat Mercedes. That is happening at 7 o'clock this morning. 7:30, the Mega Minute. We found more Mariah Carey tickets that we are going to be giving you for the Mega Minute. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, right around 8:20, tickets to see Daniel Tosh with Heads Up. So a lot going on this morning. Let's do it. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Jump by Criss Cross? Do you want to hear The Way by Fastball? Whenever by Shakira. Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. This Uber driver, this list of car rules is really kind of dividing the internet. When's the last time you were in an Uber? It's been a while since I've been in one. I only take them when I'm out of town.
The last time I was in an Uber was a few weeks ago for my sister-in-law's wedding. Yeah. About 3 weeks ago.
And good ride? Did you give him 5 stars?
I gave him 5 stars. It was a super short ride. It was from her Airbnb to my hotel. 8 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, that was okay. So this guy, he has a list of rules, and they're typed out, and they're posted on the back of the front seat. So when you get in, this is when you see them. And it starts out with things that I think most people are like cool with. It's like, pets are always welcome. They must remain in your lap or on the floor at all times. To avoid pet hair for the next passenger, do your best to clean up after your pet to avoid cleanup fees. Understandable.
Fair.
Nothing wrong with that. Keep children safely seated at all time. No kicking seats, playing with doors, windows to avoid tickets. Put earbuds in if you're taking a call. This is where people feel like he's starting to get a little mean here. I do not want to hear your phone conversation. This goes for social media scrolling and all. And then he starts going off. I will not turn my radio off or down to inaudibly for your personal or business calls. I do not want to hear your corporate meetings or business dealings. Have them before entering or once exiting my car. No exceptions. Do not ask me.
Okay, that's where I understand where people could be upset. Because I'm looking at this lengthy list. There's a picture of it. And it's just as if oh my gosh, you're coming off as a drill sergeant, first of all of these things. There's more to that list than you've stated. It keeps going on and on. I feel like if I got into this car, I would feel so intimidated to just even move. Like, what the heck?
And while I totally get where you're coming from, I just feel like these are his rules. And I don't think that's out of line to ask people to just, like, not go off on your business calls and tell me to turn down my radio. Like, look, I'm going to keep it at a normal level. Some of the other things in here, like, don't eat or drink in my car. Water's fine. If you do and a mess or smell is left, it will be reported and you will be charged a cleaning fee. Like, I know these are really demanding, but I feel like it's his rules. It's his car, you know?
I see what you're saying, but there's a lot of things that he could have came off across a little bit nicer, like the listing of things. And there's a lot of typos in here, too. I don't think he actually read over all of his grammatical errors. But really, though, it doesn't feel as if I'm entering a place where I could be like, transfer me to one place to another. Hey, I'm not going to take advantage of your car. I'm not going to smoke in here. I'm not going to put my cat or my dog all over the seat where their hair is shedding. I understand those rules, but it's the way that he's coming across. He could be a little bit more nicer. And that's where I'm trying to get at.
And see, you wouldn't do those things because you're a decent person. But I have to imagine there are Uber drivers listening right now that have to deal with some people who have zero respect for their car, who will spill stuff everywhere, who will let their dogs or cats run around in there. And so I feel like he wouldn't have come up with those rules if there wasn't an issue. Like, you know, when there's a warning label on something, it's like because some idiot did that, they have to put a warning label on it. Like on my curling iron, there's a warning label and it says, do not use while sleeping. What? Why would I use a curling iron while sleeping? Well, guess what? Someone did. And now you have to get the warning label.
Right. It makes sense.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, January 13th. It is 6:01. Thank you guys for being here. Hope you had a great weekend. We are back at it. Steph is here. J-Love is in filling in. We are so excited to get back to it for you guys. How you doing?
Doing good. I mean, as good as I can with everything going on. But you know, today, this past weekend was a really good, refreshing moment where I'm just like grateful for everything in my life, grateful for my friends and family, and just happy to be alive.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And that really is the theme that we should all go into this week with, just looking out of the story still from LA. And on Friday, we had Natalie Tavidian, who works at our sister station, KNX News Talk in LA. And she was not only reporting on the LA wildfires, but she was also a victim of them. And I couldn't believe what we were hearing when we talked to her, because she was literally pulling up to where her childhood home stood as we were talking to her on the phone and just describing what she saw. And it's heartbreaking to see. And the death toll from the LA wildfires continues to climb. And it's something she said really stuck with me all weekend. And I was thinking about this. I wonder how you guys would answer this, because she was talking about the things that they took from the house before the fires when they were being evacuated. And she said they got a bunch of like VHS tapes and photo albums and video stuff that they had. And that was what they went for. That is what they took out of that house. And if, God forbid, you were ever in that situation, what would be like the most important items for you guys to take out of there?
Has to be like documents, you know, social security cards, all those kind of things, your mortgage, all that stuff that you need, that you have in your safe. You need to take all those out.
What about sentimental things other than the necessary items that you might think? What are the sentimental items you think you would grab?
Let's see.
Because honestly,
it has to be pictures of my mom, like an old picture of my mom or my grandma or something of that caliber that I want to cherish for years to come. Those are kind of things that I think is personal for me.
I don't really literally, like, honestly have a ton of pictures, and which is sad. My mom has a lot of the pictures, but like everything's on my phone, which is good and bad, I guess. So I would take anything that's like hanging on the walls, like photos like that. Like you said, J-Love, passports, birth certificates, that stuff. But I think if I had to grab like a sentimental item, that would mean a lot to me. My dad, he had this John Elway Denver Broncos jersey. And when he passed away, my mom gave it to me, and I have it, and I still, I smell it because it still smells like him. Aww. All these years later, it still smells like him. And I would take that for sure. That is something I would not want to part with.
I'm thinking about all the things in my apartment that I have, maybe that are sentimental, but I really don't think I have anything. I think all my stuff with my mom is with her. So if, let's say, her house was needing to evacuate, I would be like, please don't forget all of those. She has like my first baby blanket. Mm-hmm. She has like clothes from the 80s that were like very iconic, maybe stuff like that. But it's like, at the end, I think things are things.
They are.
Things are things. I mean, I think because I have asthma, I think I get my inhaler. Yeah. I get my medications. But like sentimental things, unfortunately, I don't know if I would think about those things.
My parents, my mom gave me like my baby pictures and all that stuff. She gave me a lot of the stuff that she kept for me. She gave it to me now, so I have all that stuff now.
That's good. Yeah. And grab that. Or maybe she's like, I don't want this anymore. Let's get out of here. No, I'm just kidding. Well, we've got some more details, though, on how you can help and talk about those LA wildfires, get you updated on the latest. We've got a lot going on this morning. It's a busy show. First of all, 7 a.m., Beat Mercedes is back. It is Minden Monday, and we have your chance to win a $100 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. We're starting over. It's a brand new year and a brand new contest. And not only that, after we play Beat Mercedes, we have a huge announcement to make about the game. Very exciting stuff to talk about. Also, Mariah Carey tickets for you with the Mega Minute coming up at 7:30. And at 8:20, we've got your Daniel Tosh tickets. So coming up next, we have What's Trending. This reality star just hit number one on the iTunes charts thanks to fans rallying to help in the wake of the LA fires. We have details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt are trending this morning. So the former Hills star are facing a real tough time after they lost their home in the Pacific Palisades fire. And they've been sharing emotional footage of the return to the property, showing the aftermath, searching for items that survived. And now fans and celebrities, they are rallying to help the couple. So Spencer celebrated on TikTok because Superficial, Heidi's debut album, which came out back in 2010, it just surpassed Bad Bunny on the iTunes album chart.
That's crazy.
With thousands of encouraging comments pouring in. Celebrities like Jenny McCarthy, Emily Ratajkowski, Flavor Flav, they're all posting videos that feature Heidi's song, this one right here, I'll Do It, so they can make money to help rebuild their lives. And it's so funny because, I mean, I feel like Spencer Pratt right now is single-handedly carrying TikTok right now. His videos have been so good and just showing everything. And so yesterday, I got tagged in this video so many times. He posted this yesterday.
For Heidi to get number one on Billboard, we need All Do It or Superficial to be on the radio. So anybody that has a radio station, you know a radio station on social media, you can tag. Please ask them for the next week to play All Do It or Superficial from Heidi's album. We need radio play, I guess, not just iTunes, to get number one on Billboard charts, which is the ultimate goal.
So many people tagged me in that. And here's the deal, guys. Absolutely, we will play that song. But the thing is we can't play that song from iTunes on the station. We can play a little clip of it like we're doing now. But in order to play the whole song, we need the MP3 of it. Yep. And so we've been contacting the record label saying, hey, please send us the MP3. I literally just sent a message on TikTok to Spencer Pratt saying, can you send me the MP3 so we can play it? Absolutely, we would love to help out.
And he better come on if we play that record. You need to come on. He's asking radio to play it. Then show us where. Put your money where your mouth is.
Well,
get on the radio with us.
I mean, at the end of the day, like if this is going to help them, you know, rebuild their lives, yes. I'm sure he'll absolutely do that. If not, you know, gosh, they need a reality show. In fact, I saw. I think it was Meghan McCain or someone pitched an idea for a reality show, and she said if some network doesn't give Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag a reality show about rebuilding their lives after this fire, you are literally leaving millions of dollars of advertising ending to you every day. So yeah, we are just awaiting. Push them in the comments for that video. If you're on TikTok, tell him send Mercedes the MP3 ASAP, and that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We are here 13 days into 2025. And I know a lot of people, they say, you know, have quit their resolutions by now. But did anyone kind of start the year with a goal to better themselves in some way or to manifest? I know over the weekend on the 11th, that was a big manifestation day. It was 1-1-1, and they say that was a perfect day to manifest things that you want to happen in your life. And Jay Love is in here. He is filling in. And you were talking about something that your wife and her friends are doing?
Yeah, they're doing these vision board parties. And I'm like, what is a vision board party? Have you guys heard of these?
I've heard of them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Have you guys been to one?
No, I've never done that.
They're huge, though, around this time of the year because, you know, everyone's trying to manifest for the new year, where they cut out stuff from like magazines and paste it onto a board and they can see it every day and envision their life for the rest of the year. I've seen those. Yeah.
Yeah. Did she make one for herself?
She's going to a party.
Oh.
So she was just telling me about it and that she's going to be going to this. And I'm like, what is a vision board party? And she tried to explain it to me. I'm like, okay, I'll ask you guys.
Yeah, it's a big thing, especially at the beginning of the year. Just like what I want for this year. These are the things. And some people put pictures of money on there or good health or great clothing and things like that. And they're saying, yeah, the more you look at it, thoughts become things. And when you think about it and you envision yourself having it, then it's going to come to you. And it's a great way to try to manifest things in your life.
I think one thing that really stood out to me is that, I know people have a lot of theories about the book. What is that book? The Success or something like
that? The Secret.
The Secret.
Yes.
The Secret was huge. I remember that. And one of the things is Jim Carrey, when he didn't have any money, was a broke, starving actor. He had a wallet. And he wrote down a blank check to himself. It was like $1 million. And he said, one day I'm going to make $1 million. And he would see that every time he opened his wallet. And that's something like a vision board. And guess what? Now he's a millionaire.
Oh, yeah. He literally like manifested. And some people believe in it. Some don't. I definitely believe in the power of manifestation. One of the self-help type things or self-improvement things that recently came into my life is, you know, there's been some challenges as of late. And on Friday, my husband said, hey, I got you something. And I was like, okay. And he gives me this book. And the book is called The Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins. You guys have probably heard about Mel Robbins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's got a podcast. You can download her podcast on our Odyssey app. And the book it's truly about like letting go of trying to control everything. As a matter of fact, I have some audio. She was on the Jay Shetty podcast, and which you can also download on the Odyssey app. And they were talking about this. This is what they said.
If you're worried that people are gossiping about you, let them. Let them gossip about you. Here's why. You can't control it. And so if you can't control it, why on earth would you allow any time or energy to be wasted? But then don't forget, you have power. Remind myself that I get to choose what I think about myself. I get to decide what I do and what I don't do, whether or not I respond or not. And so the bigger question becomes, if you're busy worrying about, which means you're expending time and energy, people who are gossiping about you, why would you want to be friends with them?
Yeah.
The whole book, I've been reading it, and I'm probably a quarter of the way through it, and it was just like, it's like, oh my gosh, it's so simple. Let them think, let them say, let them do. You have no control over that. You'll never be able to control that stuff. All you can control is yourself, what you think about yourself, how you carry yourself, you know, how you do you. And that's that. And so that's been my thing right now. I can't wait to finish the book.
I'm just so happy that you're reading. I'm 2025, Mercedes. This is a new you.
I usually just watch shows. She's right.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Let's give you the latest on the LA wildfires. The death toll continues to climb, reaching 24 confirmed fire-related deaths last night. Officials say they expect the confirmed death toll to rise even further in the coming days. A White House official said yesterday that over 24,000 people have registered for FEMA assistance since the president had just approved a major disaster declaration last week. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, he announced yesterday afternoon he's deploying another 1,000 members of the National Guard to help. And the LA Unified School District, they announced yesterday that some schools are reopening today, depending on the location of their school and the weather conditions. Just talking to people in the area, I've heard that just like the air quality is absolutely terrible. And they made some headway over the weekend, but now they're concerned because the winds are going to start back up today. So,
Jay, I know you were talking about your mom is in LA.
Yep.
And how's that going with her?
The smoke is bad. I'm trying to get her here by tomorrow. But just seeing the devastation and all the homes lost, I mean, my heart breaks for them. I mean, it's heartbreaking right now watching that stuff and knowing about my mom and my cousins and my friends and stuff like that are going through that right now. It sucks, man. It really freaking sucks.
Yeah, there's just so much, and you feel so helpless. But if you are able to donate, the American Red Cross, obviously, they have shelter and aid location for people. A lot of people are worried about the pets and that are displaced looking for their owners. And you can help with the Pasadena Humane Society. They're helping with pet evacuations in the area. The Center for Disaster Philanthropy, it's California Wildfires Recovery Fund. They help the communities rebuild after the fires. And then we've talked about the World Central Kitchen. They are distributing food and water to first responders and residents. So if you can't go out and physically help or donate items, you can certainly donate money so that they can help in this just tragic situation. So more on that to come this morning. Also this morning, so this could be a major musical comeback this year. A lot of people are really looking forward to it. Is it true? Insiders are saying Justin Bieber is coming back. Not the Kid Laroi, but Justin Bieber. We're just focusing on him. They're saying that he got a $200 million payday from selling his music catalog back in 2023, and that he really didn't need to work again after that. But now they're saying new music is in the works. He had postponed his Justice tour before ultimately canceling it back in 2022 after he was diagnosed with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. And then he had a baby with his wife, Hailey Bieber, last year. So now we're hearing that he plans to hit the stage and he wants to work.
I would go crazy if Justin Bieber came back. I'm in love with his music. I still listen to it all the time. And one of the performances that I watch often was the New Year's Eve one, 2020. Do you remember? It was like he was in LA at the Beverly Hills Hotel and everything was shut down and no audience members were there. And it was just him performing. That is one of my all time favorite performances of Justin Bieber.
Yeah. I've been listening. It's really weird that this happened because I've been listening to a lot of Justin Bieber, like old. We're talking like baby Justin Bieber and Beauty and the Beat Justin Bieber. Like I've been on this Justin Bieber kick for like the last couple of weeks. It's so odd. And I saw that this morning and I'm like, did I manifest this? Did I put this on my vision board, Justin Bieber? Because what is happening right now?
He needs to come and do a residency.
Yeah. Know,
forget a touring. Come do a residency here, Justin.
Seriously. That would be huge. I think, oh my gosh, he would sell that out fast.
For sure.
Finally, this morning, let's talk about Elvis Presley. A rhinestone covered jock strap belonging to Elvis Presley is now up for auction.
Yes. How much?
Well, that's the thing. How much are you willing to pay for something like that? Paul Fraser Collectibles in the UK has the item up for grabs. It's a bedazzled junk protector. It even has his he has his initials on there, EP spelled out in stones. It was once housed in the Elvis Presley Museum collection in Memphis and was reportedly given to him by a fan. So, according to the auction house, the chalk strap is housed in an attractive display frame. It's not clear if he actually wore it. Like he said, it was gifted to him. Bids, they say, were as low as $42,000, but experts say that number is expected to grow.
I'm looking at the picture of the jock strap. It looks a little worn. The only reason why, maybe it's just been through things, but it's white. And you can see, like, when things have been used and it's white, it's turning a little black.
It's dingy.
It's getting a little dingy.
Yes. Polish it at all?
I mean,
what the hell?
From what I see, it doesn't look polished. It just looks like it's been rummaged.
It looks like maybe he performed on stage here at the Las Vegas Hilton a couple times wearing that jock strap. Yes, I don't know. Exactly. So, all right, coming up. It returns. Bieber Sadies is back.
Let's go.
We are starting fresh. $100 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. It is Minden Mondays. Can you guess the song Faster Than I Can? Steph, are we soliciting now or are we going to wait?
We're going to solicit now.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get our winner or our contestant.
So if you want to play Beat Mercedes for this amazing diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, we need you to be caller 20 right now. 702-364-9400 is the number. It's easy. We play a clip of a song. You try to guess it. However long it takes you, I come in and I try to beat that. I actually don't know how long it's going to take you. So we're going to do that. And then make sure you stay tuned because after Beat Mercedes, we have a big announcement about the game. More to come. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning and it is Minden Monday. That means it is time to play Beat Mercedes. And we have our first contestant of the year on. It is Tracy. Good morning, Tracy.
Yeah. Good morning.
Welcome to Beat Mercedes. What are you doing this morning?
I am taking my son to school.
Oh.
What school does he go? Do you want to give a shout out?
Palo Verde.
Palo Verde.
Oh, well, thank you for listening. Shout out to Palo. We love you guys. So here's the deal, Tracy. We've got a $100 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store for you. If you can guess the song Faster Than I Can, how are you feeling about trying to beat me this morning?
Oh, I've not had coffee yet. I'm a little nervous.
That's okay. You know, I'm still working on my first cup, so this might be the time to get me. This is the weirdest situation because this is a game I want to lose, but I can't lose that often.
She's so good.
I am headed out, okay? I am going out. Best of luck to you, Tracy. I hope you beat me, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'm turning down Mercedes Studio. I'm turning down this audio. I'm waiting until she leaves because we don't want no cheaters in here. Tracy. Hi, Tracy. Okay, this is how it works. I'm going to play the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to yell, got it, got it, got it. I'm going to stop the clock, and you have 5 seconds to say something, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
And the game, the sound, it starts now.
Oh, got it, got it, got it, got it.
Okay. What do you got?
Smells like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
That was fast. I'm going to tell you right now.
That was fast.
1.7 seconds. Crazy. All right, let's get Mercedes in, Jay.
All right, got her. You can come back in.
All right, Tracy, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere.
Okay. Mercedes is walking into her studio. Man. I'm turning up her mic.
This is going to be good.
Okay.
I can't wait.
All right. Mercedes, you can you hear us?
Hello. Yes.
All right. Let me make sure that everything.
That was very fast.
Oh, yeah.
Was it? It was pretty fast.
That was very fast. Oh, yeah. I wasn't standing out there very long. I'm kind of concerned now. I better bring my A game.
Okay,
oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? I lose the very first day we bring. I mean, I wouldn't be mad about it, but that would be crazy. Okay.
Okay. Wait, let me write this down. I have her time. Writing it down. All right.
Oh, does that mean that she got it right?
I'm telling the time to you afterwards. Jade, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Jade, don't mess anything.
Don't mess anything up.
Jade's all here messing this up.
All right.
Okay.
Your song, it starts now.
Got it.
Oh, my gosh.
Smells like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
Okay. Tracy, she got it. 1.7 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Mercedes, 1.2 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. This is when I hate to win. I literally hate to win when it comes down to a situation like this where Tracy got it so fast. I am sorry for beating you, Tracy. Wow, what a great job you did. That's that guitar riff. It's just... Like, you know, right away.
I know.
Oh, well, Tracy, that means that our jackpot has just increased. And speaking of increasing jackpots out here on Beat Mercedes, we have an announcement to make about the game and the future of the game. Don't go anywhere. That announcement, it's coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We just wrapped up the first Beat Mercedes of 2025. Minden Monday is back. Thank you to Michael E. Minden and Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers for being our sponsor. And I won barely the very first face-off for Beat Mercedes. And we have an announcement to make. Do we have like a drum roll or something here? Here we go. Perfect. All right. Beat Mercedes is changing. We typically play Beat Mercedes Mondays, 7 a.m. here on Mix 94.1. And starting tomorrow, we will be playing Beat Mercedes 5 days a week. You can try to beat me every weekday at 7 a.m. and possibly win this diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Now, since we're playing every day, the increase every day will be smaller. Instead of week to week where we go 100 to 100, it's going to be $25 every day. So tomorrow we'll be playing for a $125 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. If I win, it goes to 150. If I win, it goes to 175 and so on and so forth. But now more chances for you to win a beautiful diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. I'm a little like excited / nervous today. My daughter is taking her driver's test today. So I left her a little note on the counter this morning. It's like, good luck. You got this. I meant to leave her my lucky charm. I have like a lucky charm that I carry in my purse. I meant to leave that and I forgot. So I'm really upset. But
oh no, what if that's the determining
factor? No, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. I don't want to put it on my lucky charm. But yeah, she's taking her driver's test today. And so last night we went into the car and she was asking me like, where's my rear defroster? Where's my front defroster? And I was showing her like what all the buttons mean. I'm like, the square with the bacon in it, that's your rear defroster. She's yes. like, bacon? And I'm like, yeah, those squiggly little things. That's the bacon one. And so I was just explaining everything to her. And see, my oldest daughter, when she took her driver's test, she failed it the first time. And I felt so bad for her because, first of all, I took her to a DMV, the one on East Sahara, and everyone kept telling me that's the hardest one to take your driver's test at. They're like, they're stricter at the East Sahara DMV. The test is harder. And we don't live on that side of town, so she doesn't know the area, but it was during COVID. That was the only one I could get an appointment at.
And it's not that you knew that. You found out after the fact that East Sahara DMV was
harder. Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah. And so she literally failed it because she did one of the six things that are automatic fails. Do you know what those things are?
One of six. I don't even know any of the six things that are automatic
fails.
There
are six things that you can do on your driver's test that if you do it, you're done. You just fail.
You cuss at the instructor.
No. So you fail to yield to a pedestrian. That's one of the automatic fails. You run a red light. Automatic fail.
Okay, yeah.
You speed in a school zone, and that's what she did.
Oh,
now,
man.
She didn't speed. Like, she was going the speed limit, but it was during a, it was in a school zone. But this is, I completely defend her 100%. This was during COVID, and there were no kids in the school. So she's like, the school zone things don't apply, but it was during that time, so it still applied.
I understand. And then it's like, well, we need you to practice for the future. And when COVID and everything comes back to normal, I understand the instructor's perspective.
Can I ask you a dumb question, though?
What?
So did she, like do a test beforehand? Like, say, for instance, like when we were in high school, there was a class in high school for driver's ed.
Yeah, there's driver's ed, and you have to take driver's ed before you take your driver's test. You have to log a certain amount of hours, right, and then take the class. So she did that class.
Oh, okay. Because when I took mine, I got an A on it. And when I went took the driver's test, I aced it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal. It depends. Did anyone have like a big screw up on their driver's test? 702-364-9400. I'll go over the other like automatic fail things here in just a second. But Ashley is on. Ashley, what happened to you?
So we had one of the, I don't know if it's an automatic fail on your list, but my next test.
It depends. Did anyone
have... Oh, turn down your radio, Ashley.
Oh, my... Sorry, I lost you.
No, that's okay. So what was it for you? What happened?
I'm sorry. My nephew took his test, and he did everything right. He got in, he did all his checks, checked his mirror, but then he turned on the radio.
Oh!
And they immediately failed him.
That's not on my list. Is turning on your radio an automatic fail? It's not on the Nevada DMV automatic fail list, but maybe that's just something you shouldn't do because you want the instructor to talk to you. The other things were not stopping for an emergency vehicle, causing another driver to take evasive action. So if you put another driver in some sort of danger, they have to do something. And then pushing the back wheel over the curb when parallel parking or reversing.
Eesh, that was my problem.
What happened?
During my test, we had to parallel park. This was before it got banned in the test in California. I was parallel parking and I was like, reverse drive, reverse drive, reverse drive. And I was like, I thought I failed. But when I got back to the DMV, I passed.
You passed? Yeah. Luckily, Nevada doesn't require parallel parking anymore as part of the driving test, because I know a lot of just regular drivers that would still have a hard time with that one. Let's talk to Victoria here. Victoria, good morning. What happened when you took your driver's test?
So this was like when I first moved to America, and there was a DMV employee, and she was crossing the road, and I bit my horn at her to let her know she was in the way, and they failed me.
You can't honk your horn at the DMV, people.
Please don't.
I'll keep you guys posted. You know, if it's good news, I'll make sure that I let you know. If I don't say anything tomorrow, you know what happened.
Well, good luck to Brooklyn today.
Thank you.
Good luck, Brooklyn.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. We were just talking about my daughter taking her driver's test today. We're getting so many texts from people who failed their driver's test. One person said, yep, I ran a red light because I was so nervous that I was just following the car in front of me and didn't notice the red light. Automatic fail. Oops. This one said, I had a semi-truck parked in the DMV parking lot and another car decided to come past at the same time I was driving around it and caused me to evasive maneuver and hit a curb. Oh, and then this one says, I also took my driver's test at the same location as your daughter in the early 2000s and did the exact same thing as your daughter and failed. It was during the summer and school was out, so I was assuming that school zones didn't apply. Never assume. Yeah. Always look. I was just reading, when you guys go out somewhere with your significant other, who typically drives?
I do.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
James 100%. Always drives.
Yeah. James always drives.
What about Matt?
Matt drives, I'd say, 99.9% of the time. Husbands, they say, according to this study, are the ones that are usually behind the wheel. When partners drive together, men are 4 times more likely to drive, and women passengers are more likely to feel comfortable driving when their partner is in the passenger seat. So we like driving, but the men are driving. The one time that women prefer men to drive, though, is when they go out in the evening. That is the time that they feel more comfortable.
My wife hates driving with me in the car, so I have to drive. Because I will say she drives like a grandma. So I'm like, no. I will drive because she drives me nuts. She slows down. I'm like, speed the car up.
One for me is when we do long road trips, especially when we're visiting home back in San Diego.
Yeah.
And he likes to drive long distance. But for me, I can only do like half the time. I could do maybe 2 hours max before I get kind of fidgety and anxious, where or I'll just need to get out. He can go the whole way by himself. So I'm like, cool, do it. But if you want to switch, I'm down. But on the way home, he's like, all right, I drove here. It's your turn to drive all the way home. I'm like, absolutely not. We are definitely splitting this. It's just not fair.
Long drives she can do. But when we're driving in the city, no, it's all me.
Yeah. Whenever I drive, like, let's say we're going to go somewhere and I have the car, I'll go home and I'll be like, okay, I'll pick you up. And I'll go and I'll pull up and I'll unlock the door and he'll just walk right towards the driver's side. And I'll be like, I'll drive. And he goes, oh, and then he gets in and he sets the seat up. He's like, this is nice. He loves when I drive because I never, ever do it.
And your husband always drives when we go out,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah.
He always picks me up. I'm like, dude, I can drive you. No, I got it.
And part of the reason, too, is he doesn't drink.
Right.
So it's always perfect for him because he's like, I'll drive. It's fine.
For me,
you know, have a couple of drinks, you know?
And he gets to leave whenever he wants.
Yes.
Like, all right, guys, good luck trying to get him home.
He sets the tone. All right. It is time to win with the Mega Minute. And up for grabs, we have your tickets to see Mariah Carey. We got more tickets, you guys. The celebration of Mimi Live in Las Vegas at Dolby Live. Your tickets right now. When you conquer the Mega Minute, it's 60 seconds and you get 10 questions. You answer them all correctly in that time. And the tickets are yours. Let's start this week off on the right note with a winner. Caller 20, you are taking on the Mega Minute right now. Our number is 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Jenna, you're caller 20. You ready to try the Mega Minute?
Let's go. I'm ready, guys. I'm ready. Let's do it.
We are so excited for you. We have these Mariah Carey tickets up for grabs. You get all of these questions correct, all 10 of them, in 60 seconds, and you are going to the show. You ready to do this? Take a deep breath. You got this. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Jenna, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. Jenna, Mercedes, the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which singer is known to have twin children with Nick Cannon?
Mariah Carey.
Yes. What kind of company is known for its plastic building blocks?
Lego.
Yes. What kind of doctor is an expert at caring for your heart?
Cardiologist.
Yes. Sean Connery was the first actor to play which iconic character?
Bond, James Bond.
Yes. Zoe Kravitz called off the engagement with what famous actor?
Pass.
Who wrote the famous poem, The Raven?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes. Jeff Bezos is the CEO of what company?
Amazon.
Yes. What character is known for saying, I thought I taught a putty?
Sylvester.
No. Regina George is a character in which movie?
Mean Girls.
Yes. What city is the Super Bowl taking place in this year?
Pass.
Zoe Kravitz called off her engagement with which famous actor?
Oh, no.
Jenna, you did.
Jason Momoa.
No. Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum. Yeah. Very close. Jason Momoa was like her stepdad when he was with her mom, Lisa Bonet. But Jenna, you did really well, with the exception of a couple. That one, the character that's known for saying, I thought, that was actually Tweety Bird. And then, and my, I'm sorry for my horrible impression of that, by the way.
You did great. I thought it was hysterical.
And then, in what city is the Super Bowl taking place this year? That's happening in New Orleans. So, Jenna, I'm sorry. Another day, another victim of the Mega Minute, which means caller 20 right now, you get these tickets to see Mariah Carey in the Celebration of Mimi residency at Dolby Live. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. Well, a lot going on this morning. Let's talk about, we've been talking about the LA wildfires a lot, and we have some updates on that. The death toll from the LA wildfires continues to climb. 24 confirmed fire-related deaths last night. Officials say that they expect confirmed death tolls to rise further in the upcoming days. Now, we were just talking off the air, there's some Las Vegas hotels that are offering discounts to people in the area that are coming in from LA, and you know, just trying to help out. It's nice to see that everyone is trying to come together. So some of the resorts that are offering discounted rates, if you want to let your friends and your family know, you know, what's going on, we have so a list of those. We'll post them on our website if you are looking for those. But it's really nice to see the gaming community pull together and offering these discounted rates. Some of those include the Prim Valley Casino, Treasure Island, Resorts World, Fountain Blue, the South Point MGM Resorts. So if you're looking for more information on that, you can go to our website at mix941.fm. Also this morning, if your New Year's resolution was to finally give up on dating and just enjoying the single life, then you should be excited, because apparently you are one of just a few. There is a new study out that shows the number of unpartnered adults, which basically means single people, it's declined for the first time in about 20 years. You are becoming a unicorn. Those are people who are not married, not living with a partner, not in a committed romantic relationship. It's not down a lot. Oh, about 42% of adults are unpartnered or were unpartnered in 2023. But the share of adults who are married, that inched up to 51%. So being single, hey, it's going down, the single people. So you really got to keep an eye out if you're looking for that special someone.
I'm thinking about all of my friends and family that are close to me, and almost everyone is taken or married.
Really?
Even looking around the room, look, Ramon's married, J-Love's married, I'm married, you're married. I mean, I can't think of a lot of my single friends right now.
I have some single friends that are like newly single that were married and now they've recently divorced. And I hear about what it's like for them just going back into the dating world after you had been in a committed relationship. And it's hard. It's really hard. There's some weirdos out there.
Yeah.
Real weirdos. I'm just like, the stuff you have to deal with. As a matter of fact, my girlfriend in 2 weeks is going to go out with this guy. He's coming into town. He doesn't live here, but he's thinking about moving to Vegas. And so that's how they ended up meeting. And so they're going out to dinner, and she asked me and my other girlfriend to go to the same restaurant and spy on them and make sure everything goes okay. So I think we're going to do like a super secret spy mission where we go and watch how her date goes. And she says, because we know each other's facial expressions and everything. And she's like, if I give you the look, know that it's time to interrupt me. So I'll like call her on the phone, be like, emergency, you have to come home, or blah 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 blah. So it's gonna be kind of fun.
I love how you're doing a stakeout at maybe a steak place.
I want to wear, like, I was telling my friend, let's get trench coats and sunglasses and hats.
No.
Be incognito.
You're gonna wear a disguise. He's not gonna know who you guys are.
I know,
are,
but it'll make me feel really cool.
It'll like, get you in it. It'll get you in the moment for sure.
Yeah, totally. All right, finally this morning. So how long is too long to keep up your holiday decorations? If you still have your Christmas tree up, you're definitely not alone. A lot of people have not gotten around to taking down the lights, the displays, the decor for the holiday season. But according to a new survey, of adults, nearly half say they're okay with keeping up the decorations all year long. That's way too much.
I have it. We took it off like December 26th. Like, we don't waste any time. What about you?
Same. I think we were like the 27th. And even that was a little late. I want it gone like the next day. I love having it up, but it just makes me sad looking at it like it's over, but it's still up. And so it's like that false hope that it's still happening. And it's like, no, let's just face reality, clean up, get ready for the new year and move on.
Do you have anybody in your neighborhood that still had their Christmas lights up?
No, it looks like everyone has taken their stuff down for the most part. Do you guys have anybody?
No, I do. I have a neighbor that has their Christmas lights up, and we just saw them yesterday. And well, not them, but we saw the decorations, and we're like, oh, they're going to be up till February 1st.
You think so?
I need an intervention. If they're going to keep them things up, we need to have a conversation with them.
But you never know what's going on with their lives.
Yeah, maybe they're just preparing for next year. They're early. That's what it's all about. It's Mix 94.1. 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, we love getting your calls. We love getting your texts. Our number is 702-364-9400. Have you started a war with your neighbors by chance, Steph? What happened?
I didn't know I started it, but maybe I did. And this is what's happening to me. Every time I go outside to my car, I'm noticing there is weird, like, bird footprints on top of my car. It leaves weird, like, yeah, footprints. And I've also noticed food crumbs or bread crumbs on top of my car. That was once. And then washed my car, didn't think anything of it. And then it happened a second time. This was about 3 days later after my car wash. I'm like, what is going on with my spot? Maybe it's where I've parked in my apartment complex. But I'm thinking about maybe a neighbor planting these things to get back at me for something that I said to them. And this goes back to a couple weeks ago. I have my dog Momo. I'm walking him out. On his leash, he's around, and he goes to the bathroom. And I didn't have a poo-poo bag on me. So I'm like, oh, darn it. I don't have anything on me. So I had to go back into my apartment and grab it. But in the process, my neighbor called me out. She goes, make sure to get your dog and pick up his stuff. I'm like, I plan on doing that. And she goes, oh, yeah? Why didn't you do it now? I'm like, because I don't have a bag on me. I'm on my way to go grab one. So I'm over here having a yelling at this lady because she's across the lawn.
Mind your own business, lady.
Right?
Yeah. So I talk back. I do. But it's for my defense. So I get my bag. I go about my business. And every time I see her, it's just this weird energy. Like, she's a huge Karen in the neighborhood because no one likes her. So what I've noticed is she passes by my car a lot. And to get to, I don't know what, maybe her car. But I've seen her pass my car many times. So I think she's the one putting breadcrumbs on my top of my car. And she's trying to victimize my car. I really think that it's her.
That to me is like the funniest thing. I would never thought, if I wanted to get revenge on a neighbor, I would never think to put breadcrumbs on the top of their car to get the birds to come land on it. Like, that's actually really brilliant. How smart is that?
Did the birds poop on your car too?
Yes, and they pooped. There's footprints. And I remember one morning, early morning, I was going to work. There was a huge pizza crust on top of my car.
What?
A pizza crust.
People are, oh, it's definitely her. Have you ever gotten into a neighborhood war with your neighbor? I think that happens a lot, where it's an unspoken war. 702-364-9400. I'll never forget, my dad had an unspoken war with our neighbors. There was a house that backed up to ours. And so when they were out on the balcony, they could see in their backyard. And this guy had so much junk, just tons of junk, like old, like, swing sets and car parts and tires. And my dad hated looking at it. He hated it so much. So what he did was, we had like a two fence kind of thing, where there was a fence for our initial yard. And then under that, there was like a garden and another fence. And he went behind the first fence and hung up old tires and like old signs and banged up metal, like pieces of metal. So we couldn't see it. But he could see it. He's like, if he's going to make me look at his junk, I'm going to make him look at our junk. And it was just this unspoken neighborhood rivalry that we had.
I don't know about you, Jabe. Have you ever had something like that?
I've been lucky because all my neighbors have been cool. We never had an issue like that.
Just you wait. That'll change. 702-364-9400. Anyone else have a neighborhood war? Christy, what happened to you?
I had a situation where I was egged. It was one of my daughter's ex-boyfriends. I came out and the car was completely covered. Like, it was stupid. I couldn't even believe people would even do that anymore. But inadvertently, a lot of eggs had made it onto my neighbor's property and onto my neighbor's car. And I felt really terrible about it, but I didn't do it. I offered to wash the car and pay to have it cleaned. And they were very nice in the moment. But ever since then, as time would go on, they would kind of not wave to us. It would be kind of ice cold. We had some deliveries that I knew went over there, and they said, nope, you know, stone face, like, don't know what I'm talking about. And then we'd have like little marks in my grass, like obvious pore marks, like somebody poured grass death stuff so that it would brown up the lawn. And in Summerlin, the HOA is like so ugly.
Oh man, the Summerlin HOA, they literally are there 5 minutes later ready to find you.
Seriously.
Because of something like that. That's crazy. It wasn't even Christy's fault. She was the victim and you were just kind of like the collateral damage. It's not her fault. Aww. Oh my gosh, we're getting a bunch of calls, texts. When did you get into a neighborhood war? Keep the calls coming. I love hearing about these. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Have you been in a war with a neighbor? Steph thinks she's being sabotaged by her neighbor who is placing breadcrumbs on her car so the birds land on it and poop on it, which I got to give her 10 points for creativity. I really kind of like that one. I'm sorry you're going through that.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe this is happening right now.
Figuring out how to get back at her.
Sabriana, good morning. What was your neighborhood war?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So my neighbor came and knocked on the door and she said, somebody hit my car over here. And we were like, oh, it was my boyfriend's roommate. So we went downstairs, they talked, and then she started leaving dead pigeons in our driveway.
Oh my God.
And I was like, how did she find dead pigeons?
Yeah, seriously, you can't just go buy dead pigeons. Is she killing them?
Like, you know, we had so many questions.
Jeez.
Like, we came outside, and like one pigeon was by the palm tree. Like, there's rocks in the driveway, like, that separate it. Like, you could see there's rocks. And literally, they started getting closer and closer towards the car. And I was like, why are there pigeons?
Are you sure that wasn't your boyfriend's friend that accidentally hit those too by chance?
No.
Okay.
Because he talked to her and they exchanged information, but she was still angry. And all we kept seeing was like dead pigeons for like a week and we had to call HOA.
Oh, that's scary. That's like indecent proposal bunny on the pot on the stove type of thing.
Yeah, and poor pigeons. Like the pigeons are an innocent victim.
Seriously,
in all this.
Even though they're annoying, I don't want to see them like dead. You know, like that. Just got a text that says, my grandma was a beast. She used to poison her neighbor's garden when they got in a fight. Oh, that's grandma's for you. Lauren, good morning. What was your neighborhood war?
So I lived in an apartment complex and I was on the second floor. The people below us would play music so loud that they would knock pictures off of our wall. And we kept calling security and the cops. And all of a sudden, the last time we called them, the next day, they got raided by the FBI for manufacturing and selling drugs.
Whoa.
Jeez. That's a plot twist.
Lauren, you kind of solved a crime here.
Thank you so much. Yeah. If you have a neighborhood where you have that ongoing war, it can be uncomfortable.
And I don't know how I want to end this. I don't know if I should confront her or ask her or just let it go.
Can you set up a camera to watch your car to see who's doing that?
I could, but I don't know any good cameras. Do you have
just
any?
Like a Nest camera, like literally hook it up to an app on your phone and you can anytime there's that's the problem. Like anytime there's like movement, you'll get a notification, but at least you'll have it.
Maybe I'll look into a
you
Nest.
You should.
Yeah. And then there'll be a Nest on top of my car.
Yeah, that's a perfect name for the camera for what you have going on. All right, it is time to win. We are playing Heads Up right now. We've got your tickets to check out Daniel Tosh. He's going to be at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan in February. And you are going too. When you win Heads Up, you get to pick your category. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20 gets to play. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Corinne, good morning. You're caller 20. Yes.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We are great. How are you doing this morning? How was your weekend?
I'm doing great. It was good. Very busy with two little ones, but ready to go.
Oh, then you definitely need a night out. We've got a couple tickets to check out Daniel Tosh here for you right now with Heads Up. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with pizza party, work harder, soup of the day, fly a kite, or Popeye the Sailor Man?
Pizza party.
Pizza party it is. I'm glad you picked that one. I was hoping so. This week is National Pizza Week. So these are all different pizza toppings, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Corinne, Mercedes, your 60 seconds. It starts now.
If you just get a plain pizza, it usually just has this on it.
Cheese.
Yes. Some people, I think this is the most popular topping. They're little circles.
Pepperoni.
Yes. These are green and they have like a crunch to them.
Peppers?
Yes. This is, there's like you have to peel these and then some people make a dip out of them.
Pass.
Okay. This is, sometimes people take these as a recreational drug, but these ones are not that kind. They're not psychedelic.
Mushrooms.
Yes. This is, when you chop these, you will cry.
Onion.
Yes. These are in Hawaii, sweet.
Pineapple.
Yeah!
Yay! Woo!
Great job. Congratulations, Corinne.
Thank you so much.
What was the one you guys were struggling on?
Artichokes. Who puts artichokes on their pizza?
Not me.
Yeah, not me. Hell no.
This is why we all passed on that one. Corinne, congratulations. Two tickets to see Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea over at the Cosmopolitan. Those are yours, and we're going to have more of these tickets all week long with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
We've been talking a lot about the LA wildfires on the show, and this weekend they were able to make some progress. There was not any wind, so that helped a lot. But unfortunately, today there's supposed to be more wind today and into the week. As of last night, neither of the two biggest fires were even close to being fully contained. The Palisades fire near Malibu and the Eden fire near Pasadena, those are still pretty big. Thousands of homes are still at risk. The flames had at least moved further away from where most people lived, but the smoke finally cleared in both areas this weekend, and they were able to look at the full extent of the damage. Whole neighborhoods got wiped out, guys. It was just really bad. And a lot of the stories we're hearing, they're celebrities and obviously a ton of non-celebrities, but we're hearing about a lot of the celebrities and Hollywood and how that's been affected. The house where the Roy siblings were shown strategizing during season 4 of Succession, that home was destroyed. The estate that was used as Gene Smart's side mansion on Hacks, that was destroyed. Jeff Bridges, Mel Gibson, Anthony Hopkins, they all lost their homes. This is really creepy. Ricky Lake posted this. Do you remember Ricky Lake?
Go,
yes. Ricky,
oh, yeah.
The talk show hostess. Yeah. She did a meeting with the Hollywood medium Tyler Henry a few months ago. And he made a prediction, and this is creepy. Listen to what he predicted.
If there was a loss of material objects from both fire and water though, that's the kind of weird distinction. It's two separate things. We had like a really bad storm and our basement flooded and got a bunch of pictures ruined and we couldn't ever bring them back. There's just something about watching water seepage into a place it shouldn't and damaging
things. Okay. So he basically predicted a couple years ago that she would lose her home because of a fire and then the subsequent water damage.
Which kind of makes sense. I mean, think about the fires that are going on and then firefighters coming in with their hose and water just damaging it more.
Yeah.
That's absolutely
She reposted
crazy.
That and was like, okay, didn't want to believe this. And that is just absolutely bizarre.
I don't believe in mediums, but that right there kind of making me go, maybe there's something there. Yeah.
I mean, I do believe some people have the ability to see that. They're just in touch with whatever it is, the future, or they can read into people and get their energy. But that to me gives me chills because to predict that with such accuracy is wild.
Yeah.
Also this morning, year after year, the Super Bowl, biggest event on TV. So here's something that's really surprising. Did you know that most people don't even care who wins it? It's just about the glamour of it all. According to a new poll, 37% of Americans say they're indifferent. They don't really care who wins the Super Bowl. 11% say they're not even sure. The most popular teams that are still in the running are the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions, but they only got like 8% of the vote on this one. As for who Americans think will win, it's the Chiefs with 13%, then the Lions with 8%. Again, a lot of people just don't care who wins. They just like watching the game.
Who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? Put it in now, your predictions.
Who do you think going
to
be?
I don't want it to be Kansas City. Okay. Kansas City, no. Anyone but Kansas City.
Do you think they'll get to the game and they don't win?
I'm tired of them winning. We need someone new. Like, it's time.
So, if the Broncos was winning 5 Super Bowls in a row, would you get sick and tired of that?
They didn't, though.
But I'm just saying, if they did, would you get sick and tired of it?
Well, no, because it's my team.
Right, exactly. But there's.
But they never did that, so it doesn't matter. That's a moot point. That makes no sense.
No, but what I'm saying is, if it did happen, you have a different outlook on this.
No, I mean, nobody wants the same team. It's like when the Patriots won all those. At some point, we're all like, okay, we get it. Like,
then beat them.
Well, exactly. I'm not playing the game, Jayla. Why are you coming on me? That's just my opinion. You want them to win?
Yes, I do want
you
them
just, to win. No, you're just sad because your Dallas Cowboys never make it there.
They didn't make the playoffs this year.
They never make it there. So here you are coming on my Broncos who lost to the Bills yesterday.
At least you guys made it. My team sucks.
I know. They do. They're terrible.
Every year. I'm just kidding.
Thank you, Steph.
Finally, this morning, a lot of people are on plant-based diets. They get more and more popular, whether it's vegetarian or vegan. And they just did this poll of vegetarians and vegans, and they found out that 38% admit that they cheat a lot with meat. Vegetarians, they still eat dairy and eggs, and more likely it's the vegans who are avoiding all animal products. They say it's not like a one-time thing. A lot of them say that they cheat pretty often. 47% say it's a rare thing, but 38% say they do it occasionally. I mean, I think that's okay. It's one thing if you are saying you're doing this, but behind the scenes you're doing something else. But if you're like, hey, you know what? I'm going to do a piece of meat. Why not?
That was my friend. He went on a vegetarian diet. He's like, I'm going to be vegetarian now. And then a month later, he came to visit Vegas. So I was being very considerate of his dietary restrictions. So I told him, hey, I know you're vegetarian or vegan, whatever he said. Where do you want to eat now? He goes, oh, that's over. I'm done.
We're done.
Yeah.
Let's go to get some barbecue, some steak, something big. All right. Coming up next, you guys, it is back. We have Jerk or Justified. Brayden needs your help. We're going to talk about it next. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. And if you ever have a situation you're in that you just, you need the truth. You need to find out if you're being a jerk or if you're totally justified in feeling the way you feel. Shoot us an email. You can do that through our website, mix941.fm. You can reach out on social media. It is time for Jerk or Justified. And this one comes from Brayden. It says, hi guys, my name is Brayden. And I need a little relationship advice if you can read this on the Jerk or Justified segment. So my girlfriend came up with a list of New Year's resolutions she wanted us to do together this year. One was to go dry and not drink through February and cut sweets from the house. So we have no booze or chocolate in the house right now, which are two of my favorite things. It's been almost 2 weeks, and I find myself snacking on chocolate at work, and I really want to have a glass of wine. So I went to happy hour with my coworkers and had a few glasses on Friday. She didn't realize it, and I never told her. I know her. She's going to break when her mom comes to visit in 2 weeks. There's no way she's going to get through that without having a glass of wine or a cocktail. So should I just wait for her to break or just tell her I've given up but won't indulge in front of her? Thanks in advance to you and the listeners for help. All right, this is where we need you. 702-364-9400. Is he a jerk for breaking the resolutions and not telling her? Or is he justified? And what should he do? Should he tell her or just keep it quiet? 702-364-9400 is our number. Let's talk to Shay here. Shay, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. I think he's justified, and I think this is innocent enough. I think a good plan for him would be to make a joke out of it. Be like, hey, babe, I have something to confess to you. I've been eating chocolate, and I think she'll find it funny.
I do, too. I would laugh. I would be like, you already? And I'd give him a hard time, but like, I wouldn't be like super upset about it. I'd just be like, well, obviously, you can't handle it. I was able to do this better than you could. Shay, thank you so much for calling. We're getting some texts here. This one says, honesty is always the best policy. Just tell her you broke. What's the big deal? Jennifer says, not a jerk. Just tell her. They were her goals, not you. And then Edith says, sounds like she made all the resolutions without seeing where he stood on them. What do you guys think?
Jay, what do you think?
I think he's a jerk. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because here's the thing. If you're going to break the resolution, why don't you do it together? Don't just hide it from her. Do it together. You guys plan this together. Do it together. Stop cheating.
Well, I mean, he broke down. People aren't perfect. You know, we can't expect perfection from everyone. So he's a jerk because he's not perfect?
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're going to do it together, cheat together. Don't do it like and just hide it and saying, oh my God, later on I'll tell her. But no, be upfront. Be a man. Be upfront and tell her.
Well, I don't think it's bad to tell her, but like now she has to cheat because he cheated. And what if I don't want to cheat? I want to stick with the resolution I made. You cheated, but I'm going to keep going with this.
But it's not about her. It's about him. He's the one that's bringing this to our attention.
No, it is about her. She made the resolutions and she's like, you're on this with me. And he broke. So, I think it's on her to keep going if she wants to. What do you think, Steph?
I think it's on him to tell her. I think it's really important that he's like, hey, I'm sorry. I know we tried to do this together, but guess what? I ate chocolate. I had a glass of wine. Look, it's not the end of the world. He's not literally going out and cheating. It's just him needing to confess. And look, maybe we shouldn't do New Year's resolutions or goals together. I don't think this is also a reflection on the relationship. I just think it's one hiccup, one mistake. He's justified and it just needs to come out and tell her.
I hate resolutions. This is why. Like, they're always causing the biggest issue. I love Kyle's response, though. He says, wait for her to slip up and then tell her how disappointed you are in her.